السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا، ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا، أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم، أفشوا السلام بينكم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions in this hadith: لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not be able to enter paradise until you become a complete believer, a complete mu'min. So every individual who believes in the akhirah and in the hereafter, their ultimate goal is to be granted entry into Jannah and paradise. But when a person leaves from this world, he will either leave as a believer or a non-believer. He will either leave with iman or without iman. If a person leaves without iman, he will never be able to enter Jannah. And he will have to face the punishment of Jahannam forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The Quran says that those who disbelieve, they are the people of the fire, and they will remain in Jahannam forever and ever, for eternity. So this is one category, those who will leave this world without iman. Then you have a second category of those individuals who will leave with iman. But their iman is not complete. There is a deficiency in their iman due to their a'mal and their good actions. They did not practice upon the deen in the way that they were supposed to. So when they leave the world and their iman is not complete, according to the rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will first punish them in Jahannam. And once they have been punished for whatever deficiency there was, then they will be granted entry into Jannah. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, then through His mercy, He will forgive this deficiency and He will grant this person direct entry into Jannah also. There is this possibility also. But we cannot sit here and take this risk. We cannot take this risk that we have iman, let's just live life how we wish, and inshallah Allah will have mercy on me and He'll grant me entry into Jannah and overlook my wrongs. This would be a great risk we would be taking. Because why, if on the day of Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala says that according to the way you've lived your life, you deserve 100 years in Jahannam or 50 years in Jahannam, to bear that punishment will be extremely severe. It will be very difficult. And if a person feels that I have iman, I will live my life the way I wish, and in the hereafter, I will, whatever years I have to spend in Jahannam, I will spend those years. But there is no guarantee that you will leave with this iman. If a person continues to disobey Allah Ta'ala, his iman will become weaker and weaker and weaker. And there's a great possibility that prior to this person leaving this world, his iman will be so weak that shaitan will be able to snatch this iman away from him. So living a life of disobedience is extremely risky. We should try to bring as many good deeds into our lives, and we should try and refrain from all those acts which are haram, so that our iman remains firm and strong, and we leave this world as a complete mu'min, as a complete believer. And this is the third category. The third category of people are those who will leave this world with complete iman. They will be granted direct entry into Jannah. So the disbeliever, the one who leaves without iman, he will never enter Jannah. The one who leaves with iman but incomplete iman, he will one day enter Jannah. And the one who leaves with complete iman, he will be granted direct entry into Jannah. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioning that you cannot enter Jannah, meaning you cannot directly enter into Jannah without having to first face the punishment of Jahannam, unless you leave this world with complete iman. Now, how do you become a complete mu'min? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam further says, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّ. You cannot become a complete mu'min and a complete believer until you begin to love one another. So this quality that you love every mu'min and every believer is a sign that your iman is complete. And if you feel that I don't have love for every mu'min and every believer, there are certain people I harbor hatred for them. There is animosity, there is malice, there is jealousy. So you are not a complete believer. So you need to become from those individuals that whenever you see a mu'min and whenever you see a believer, you feel within your heart love for him, that this is my mu'min brother. So how can you reach this stage that you will love every single believer and every single person? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam further mentions that أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not direct you towards an action that if you were to carry this action out, then you will begin to love one another? This quality of love, which is necessary for a person to become a complete believer, and it's necessary to be a complete believer to be granted direct entry into Jannah. How do you reach this stage? What do you have to do? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst yourselves. Meaning the greeting of salam. That whenever you meet another mu'min and another believer, then the first thing you should do is you should greet them with the greeting of Islam, with the greeting of salam. You should greet with salam. And with regards to this salam, one point to keep in mind is that we need to greet our Muslim brothers with salam whenever we meet somebody. Whenever we meet somebody. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once asked that Ayyul Islami khair, from the tenets of Islam, which ones are the best? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned two acts on that particular occasion. And one of them was تَقْرَأُ السَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. You greet with salam those people who you know, and you also greet with salam those people who you do not know. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it will be from the signs of Qiyamah that people will only greet those people who they know. And they will not greet those who they do not know. Now, our first decline was that initially we would greet those who we knew and we didn't greet those who we didn't know. But we've declined even further now, that even those who we know, we don't greet with salam. If a person was to ponder over his 24 hours, that how many Muslims he meets during the day, and then from there, how many people does he greet with salam? Then many people will come to this conclusion that I am not greeting majority of the people I meet with salam. So we are not bringing this teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives. Just imagine how important this teaching must be, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Madinatul Munawwara, Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the first words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the people of Madina Munawwara was, "Ayyuhan nas, O people, of shus salam, spread salam amongst yourselves." This was his very first advice in Madina Munawwara. So we should greet with salam. And when we greet with salam, the moment when you have to greet with salam is when you meet somebody. So the first time you meet somebody, you've greeted them with salam. Now if there's a separation, after the separation, if you unite with this person again, you greet them with salam again. This is why Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, if two of them are walking on the street and a tree would come in between and the path would be such that one would have to go from the right and the other would have to go from the left. So there would be a separation for maybe 2 seconds. But when they would meet again after this 1-2 seconds, again they would greet one another with salam. Because they knew the importance of this. What are the wordings of salam? The greeting of a Muslim is very different to other greetings. Because it's a dua and a supplication. And it's not just one dua, it's 3 duas. If you say the full salam. The first part of the salam is assalamu alaykum. So when you say assalamu alaykum, you are saying, may peace be upon you. Look, you've given one dua to somebody, that may peace be upon you. And if you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, you are saying may peace be upon you and may the mercy of Allah be upon you. You've given them 2 duas. And if you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, may peace be upon you, may Allah's mercy be upon you, and may Allah's blessings be upon you. You've given them 3 duas. You've given them 3 duas. Now, if we as an ummah brought this one practice into our lives, that whenever we meet a Muslim, we say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, surely someone's dua will be accepted. And when someone's dua will be accepted, just imagine how much peace will be in your life, how much mercy will be in your life, and how much blessings of Allah will be in your life. So these are 3 duas. And depending upon how you greet, you are rewarded also. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in mentioned that one person came into the gathering and he said, assalamu alaykum. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that ashrun, 10. Then a second person came. He said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ishroon, 20. And then a third person came and he said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thalathun, 30. In other words, if you say assalamu alaykum, you receive 10 rewards. And if you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, you receive 20 rewards. And if you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you receive 30 rewards. And when we greet with salam, one point is that we have to greet as many times as possible, meaning as many occasions occur during our life, during our day, we should greet with salam. This is kathrat, excessiveness in salam. Number two is sabqat, that you should try to be the first one who greets the other one in salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that al-badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibri. The one who initiates with the salam is free from pride. So the thing that stops us from greeting first is our pride. We feel that, why shall I greet him with, let him greet me first, then I will reply. So we have to be the first one to greet. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says that in Darul Ulum Deoband, it was common knowledge that Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he would always greet people with salam first. And he was so particular about this that nobody would be given a chance to greet him with salam. As soon as he would bump into someone, he would straight away greet that person with salam. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says that once I hid behind a wall, and I had studied his entire route, that at this time he finishes his class, and after finishing the class, this is the route he takes. So I hid behind the wall, and I waited. And when I saw that he is coming by this wall, I quickly jumped out and I greeted him with salam. So this was the only time when I was able to greet him with salam first. So look, these people knew the importance of this. So look at the length they would go to. So you greet the other person with salam first. You don't wait for them to greet you with salam. And to greet with salam first, this is sunnah. To greet with salam is sunnah. And to reply is wajib. So when two people meet, if you say to this person, Assalamu alaikum, you've practiced upon a sunnah. But now for this person to reply, it becomes wajib upon him. It's necessary. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Even in here, there's a practice that we've been taught in the Quran. That when you are greeted, then you have to greet with either the same words or with something better. What does this mean? If someone says to you, Assalamu alaikum, you have to either reply with the same. So you have to either say, Wa alaikum assalam, or something better. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. If someone says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you have to either say, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, or Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if someone says the full salam to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you will also have to reply with the full salam. So to greet with salam is sunnah, but to reply is wajib. And normally, when someone carries out a fard, this is more superior and more rewarding than a sunnah. When someone carries out a wajib, this is more superior and more rewarding than a sunnah. But there's only two occasions when a sunnah act becomes more rewarding than a wajib act. One is when you sneeze. So if a person sneezes, he says, Alhamdulillah. It's sunnah to say Alhamdulillah. But now for the person who hears him saying Alhamdulillah, to say Yarhamukallah becomes wajib upon him. But because he cannot practice upon this wajib until the first person practices upon the sunnah is more rewarding than the wajib in this particular occasion. And the second is salam. That to say Assalamu alaikum is sunnah, but to reply is wajib. But you can only practice upon replying when the first person says salam. So even on this occasion, the sunnah becomes more rewarding than the wajib. And you become the means of that person practicing upon a wajib. So you get the reward of him practicing upon the wajib and him saying wa alaikum assalam to you. So, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We need to greet as much as possible. Number two, we need to try to be the first who greets, not wait for others to greet us. And number three, when we say salam, then we need to say the salam correctly. As it has been mentioned that it's three du'as. So it'll only be a du'a if you pronounce the words correctly. If a person does not pronounce the words correctly, then it's possible he will change the meaning and he will not be giving the correct du'a to the person. So just as when we recite the Qur'an, we've been instructed that we recite the Qur'an correctly, in the same way, when we greet people with salam, then we need to greet them with salam and pronounce the words clearly and correctly. The person should be able to hear that you've greeted with salam. Some people, they say salam so quietly, that you don't even know they've greeted you with salam. So if you don't know, how are you going to reply? And the salam has to be correct also. Assalamu alaikum. The non-Muslims, they used to say Assalamu alaikum sometimes. So Assalamu alaikum means may death be upon you. So look how the meaning has changed. So it's important that when you say salam, you say the words correctly. So Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace be upon you. May the mercy of Allah be upon you. And may Allah Ta'ala's blessings be upon you. When we make these three du'as for our brother, and our brother will then reply to us with these three du'as. When we will continue to do this, then as a result of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that it will create love amongst yourselves. The ummah will become united, the ummah will become one. The divisions that are in the ummah, one of the prescriptions and one of the cures to the division which is in the ummah is that we start to greet one another with salam. Even when it comes to writing, when it comes to texting, when it comes to sending a message. So whenever we send a message, the message should always begin with salam. And we should write the full salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nowadays with the smartphones it's so easy because the words are already saved on the phone. So you don't even have to type out the whole salam every time. So the whole salam should be typed out. It shouldn't be typed out in abbreviation. And when you reply to the salam on the text message, you should reply with the full salam also. And if you are not going to reply to the message because the message doesn't require a reply, then the salam requires a reply. So with the tongue, you should reply and say, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. These are some points which are to be kept in mind. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is mentioning that when you will begin to spread salam and you will bring salam into your lives, another misconception or another wrong that has come into society is that we greet strangers sometimes with salam, but we don't greet our own family members with salam. So every time we enter our home, the first thing we should do is we should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why are we depriving our own wives, our own children, and our own family members from these du'as? So we should greet with salam. If you greet with salam and then enter the home, then shaitan will not enter the house. And if you enter the house and you don't take the name of Allah and you just go into the house, then shaitan also enters into the house. Now there will be wrong things that will happen in this house. So greet with salam. When we will greet with salam, when we will spread salam, when we will make this a part of our lives, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this will become a means of love being instilled into the hearts of the believers. And when you will begin to love one another, you will become complete mu'min, complete believers. And when you become complete believers, then you will enter Jannah as soon as you leave this world directly. There will be no need to first go into Jahannam because you will be a complete mu'min. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all the understanding of these etiquettes and sunan taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to study and understand the entire deen and practice upon the entire deen so that we may be successful in this world also and we may be successful in the hereafter also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If brothers can stand up and make the rows, please stand close together and fill in all the empty gaps.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Last week, the brothers donated approximately £400 towards the running cost of the masjid. The brothers are reminded to continue assisting. And inshallah, tomorrow, after Asr Sada, our weekly Darse Quran will take place. All brothers are requested to participate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبئ السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاح حي على الصلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.